I didn't die. Yeah.
I did.
Oh. Take turns dying, folks. It's weird because, like, I don't feel as bad as yesterday. Like, I still am feeling the effects of the vaccine, no side effects and shit. Mm-hmm. I don't really feel hot like yesterday. Like, I don't feel like I'm burning up. I don't feel like I'm freezing now. I feel like it's like a cold sweat. Like, clammy? Is that the
cold
is that the phrase?
Sweat.
It's like I feel moist. That makes sense.
Okay.
Like, I feel like I'm sweating a lot, but it's like, but I feel like cool at the same time. I don't know. And my head still hurts. So, and this movie didn't help.
No, it did not. A cold sweat.
That's what it feels like. Like, I shouldn't be sweating, but I am. Like,
he's moist.
Moist.
Yes.
Man, this is see, the thing is, I had that sick energy yesterday. Like, MMA was hype, even though I was dying.
Mm-hmm.
But this time, oh boy.
Mm-hmm.
It just, you know, we might as well just do it. This is gonna be one of them ones, folks.
Yeah. Are you ready?
I'm waiting on you.
Theme music.
I got it.
Let's go. Video hustle, home 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 video hustle,
home motherfucking hustle. Hustle motherfucking hustle. Hustle motherfucking hustle. Hustle motherfucking hustle. Hustle, motherfucking hustle.
What's going on, everybody?
Ooh.
That was a downer right there. Okay.
I'm Brent.
I'm PJ.
And this is the Home Video Hustle. We're doing what, PJ?
HUSTLE. Hustle.
Motherfucking hustle.
Goddamn right.
PJ.
Yes.
The first Patreon pick of the fifth year of the podcast.
Can I say it? Or
you can say whatever.
Fuck you, Patrick. You
feel like.
Yes.
Already, huh?
Yes,
it's not,
already.
Just not even going.
No. No. Okay. He knows what he did.
You know what you did, nigga.
You deserve that and many more. Goddamn it. We supposed to be cool.
Yeah, he drew the logos for us. Yeah, if y'all don't know, Patrick is the guy that drew the last two logos for us.
Yeah.
And he's a member of the Superiority Complex podcast, one of our longest podcast homies, basically.
Yes.
And he did this.
You did this? You know what? That's treachery.
What movie was that, God, bro? It was one we just did not too long ago, right? It was okay. We did Twilight. Oh, it was One Night with the King.
Yeah.
I think it was that Heyman dude, the dude that was swinging or whatever.
Yeah. It's treachery. That's what that is.
Huh? Somebody told us that we were like assholes for singing that song with
Okay.
I'm like, if you don't know me by now,
you'll never
know.
Never.
PJ.
Yes.
Patrick has graced us with Patreon pick number 26.
Fuck you, Patrick.
What episode number is this? We just recorded MMA yesterday, folks.
207.
210, homie.
Why do I keep...
I don't know, man. It's becoming a problem. Right? People gonna think you faking soon. They be like, he can't constantly not know the episode number.
No, I don't know. 210.
Mm-hmm.
210.
He be drinking.
That's it.
He be smoking.
That's it.
210, what did we watch, PJ? Oh my God, you actually don't remember?
Dune.
The DVD Blu-ray case is right there because, yes, I own this movie.
Why?
Because it was a David Lynch movie.
Fuck you, Patrick.
I had never seen it before. And it was a few years ago that I bought it. I ain't had it that long.
Mm-hmm.
And it was when I first was just buying up David Lynch. I'm like, this is his movie. Let's see what this is. And I watched it once.
You know, they make it look... Come on.
You know a fun fact about this movie, PJ?
Yeah.
David Lynch don't even like it.
Oh.
I'm pretty damn sure. I think this is an Alan Smithy movie. For those of you don't know, when a director is like, he wants to distance himself from his own movie, he uses the name Alan Smithy instead of his own name. But then people got hip to Alan Smithy, and then they started using other names and shit.
Ah, just aliases.
Yes.
So this isn't, but he has his name in the actual movie.
In this version, yeah, I guess they like, no, nigga, it's going back in.
You thought you directed this shit.
Oh, PJ, I just saw a note right here.
Oh.
The rough cut of Dune without post-production effects ran over 4 hours long.
Fuck you, Patrick.
But Lynch's intended cut of the film, as reflected in the seventh and final draft of the script, seven scripts, was almost 3 hours long. Universal and the film's financiers expected a standard 2-hour cut of the film. So they made his ass cut it down.
Fuck.
There it is. Okay, I'll just read this whole part because it's basically saying exactly what I said. Dino De Laurentiis, his daughter Rafaela, and Lynch excised numerous scenes and filmed new scenes that simplified or concentrated plot elements and added voiceover narration.
Yeah.
And a new introduction by Virginia Madsen.
Okay.
So there was a point, PJ, when the shit wasn't there to tell you what was happening. So you figured out.
Oh, we just had to jump in.
And that's they added in the voiceover later because people were like, what the fuck is happening?
Oh, great.
Contrary to rumor, David Lynch made no other version besides the theatrical cut. A television version was aired in 88 in two parts, totaling 186 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
It replaced Madsen's opening monologue with a much longer description of the setting that used concept art stills. So it was like, I guess, a Star Wars scroll with pictures. David Lynch disavowed his version and had his name removed from the credits. Oh, so that, I guess, is he, Alan Smithy, the TV version, not this version. That's why his name's in this
movie. I didn't do that.
He's like, hey, look, I ain't fuck with that TV cut. This version, without recap and second credit roll, has occasionally been released on DVD as Dune Extended Edition, not Director's Cut.
Okay.
Several longer versions have been spliced together. Although Universal has approached Lynch for a possible director's cut, Lynch has declined every offer and prefers not to discuss Dune in interviews.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he's not a big fan of it either.
Well, I don't feel so bad now.
Yeah, I said, I told you there was going to be a couple things that vindicate how you feel about this movie. The next one is coming up because PJ.
Yes.
This came out in 1984.
Yes.
2 hours and 17 minutes long.
Yes.
How much do you think this cost to make in 1984?
It had a lot of CGI.
There's a range. It's like, it's not a number. It's like this, between this number and this number. So you got multiple shots to get this.
Between.
This is 84, remember. Yeah, it ain't going to be no super high budgets or anything. It's a high budget for the time. There you go.
Okay. Shit, between 2 and 5 million.
I mean, it's way, way, way higher than that. It's double digits millions.
Oh.
Under 50. I say under 50. There you go. There's your last hint.
17 to 25.
This movie cost between $40 and $42 million to make.
Get the fuck out of here.
Now, PJ, how much did it make?
$5 million.
Made more than $5 million.
$10 million.
It cost between $40 and $42 million and made between $30.9 to $37.9 million, which is a bomb, biggity, bomb, biggity, bomb, 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 bomb.
Still made money. People still went to go see this.
Well, I mean, people probably, you know, fans of the book, fans of David Lynch, because the movie that David Lynch did, what did he do? Was that, did that come out before?
He is going to be the one.
Hold on. Well, who?
I'm back on my shit.
Oh.
Does David Lynch have a Twitter?
Yes, he does.
I'm going to get banned by him.
Really?
Yes. Fuck David Lynch. Fuck you, Patrick.
There you go. Joey, you kind of off the hook now, it seems. He's upgraded.
Nah, that's... Joey, we cool. We cool.
Oh,
we
back on the cool I got a side. Question later then.
Uh-oh. Oh.
Load the motherfucking page, man. I want to look. I just want to see what movies came out between Eraserhead and this, because I think it was two.
Oh.
And I'm thinking it was Elephant Man and Red Velvet. Or Red Velvet, fuck. Blue Velvet.
Mm. Oh, Red Blue Velvet.
Yeah, I got that movie too.
That's the thing everybody refers to, or is that something different?
Blue Velvet.
Blue Velvet. I don't know.
I mean, I don't know who you would be talking
about. What is that? Blue Velvet? Like when. Yeah.
No, that's no.
Something totally different.
Yeah.
Nah. Okay. It's just me.
Okay. No, Blue Velvet was after this. So, yeah. Oh. So it was. This is his third movie. So it was Eraserhead, which we watched. I gave it a 9. Then The Elephant Man, which is the movie that blew him the fuck up. Because everybody loved The Elephant Man. They won all the awards and people was like, yo, this shit is hype, but we love it.
And what's that about?
It's about The Elephant Man, the true story, I guess. Hold on, I'll tell you.
Oh.
A Victorian surgeon rescues a heavily disfigured man who is mistreated while scraping and living as a sideshow freak. Behind his monstrous facade, there is revealed a person of kindness, intelligence, and sophistication. That's the movie where the most popular line from that movie is, "I am not an animal. I am a human being."
Oh.
That's the most famous line from that movie, I'm pretty sure.
All right.
Is that on the damn poster? Oh, on the poster. It says, "I am not an animal. I am a human being. I am a man." Yeah, so that's...
He has enlarged features or something?
Like he got like the lumpy face type thing, and he can't lay down because he can't breathe if he lays straight down, so he got to lay with a bunch of pillows behind him. Yeah, that type
of thing. Okay.
People love that movie though. That was a big hit for David.
Is it a tearjerker?
Yes.
That's why. Okay.
It's one of them like Oscar-y type movies.
Brilliant.
And so that was a Universal movie as well, I'm pretty sure. Okay. Or was it Paramount? Or was it Paramount or Universal? It might have been Paramount actually. Mm. But from that movie though, from that blow up, it was basically like George Lucas, I pretty much, if I remember right, I approached David Lynch like, "Hey, you want to do Return of the Jedi?" He's like, "No."
Fuck that.
He did Dune instead, PJ.
So okay.
That's why I told you this is almost like David Lynch's Star Wars. This is what he turned down Star Wars to do.
Gosh.
And it bombed.
Thank. Yes. Good.
But PJ,
mm-hmm.
IMDb score out of 10 from the users, something 0.5, 130,166 votes, way more than MMA.
Six.
6.5 out of 10, PJ, you got it.
Yeah.
6.5. Now the critics.
Right.
Accumulatively. Out of 100%, what did the critics give it?
Come on. It's what point what? Oh, it's you said out of 100. 100. 65.
Lower. It's rotten.
48.
51.
Ah, 51%. God damn it. Almost like 2 off. Okay.
Audience. What do you think the audience? You think the audience liked it?
53.
A little bit higher. Go up a little bit.
Go up a little bit.
Go up some. Yeah, just go up.
Yeah,
some.
57.
66, bro.
God damn it.
66% of audience liked it more than the critics did. And I said, as of course, it's directed by David Lynch, or Alan Smithy, if you watch TV Cut.
Mm-hmm.
And it is starring Brent Rodenbrackish. Just read the Wikipedia listing because it's starring a ton of fucking people.
All right.
So I'm going to pull up the wiki, mm-hmm. which I'm going to probably just leave up on my phone at this point.
I'm going to say, "Fuck you, Patrick."
Hey.
Which I'm probably going to say until somebody else
throws us. He took Joey's place. Oh my God.
Yes, okay. He did.
Here we go. Francesca Anise, Leonardo Camino, mm-hmm. Brad Dourif, Jose Ferrer, Linda Hunt, Freddie Jones, Richard Jordan, Kyle MacLachlan, Virginia Madsen, Silvana Mangano, Everett McGill, Kenneth McMillan, Jack Nance, C.N. Phillips, Jürgen Prochnow, Paul Smith, Patrick Stewart, Sting, not the wrestler, the singer, Dean Stockwell, Max von Sydow, Alicia Roxanne Witt, and Sean Young.
All right.
Fuck, I wasn't writing all those goddamn names down.
Refer to Wikipedia.
Exactly.
Okay.
Oh, PJ.
Uh-huh.
Let's just get to this shit. Here's the fun part, folks.
This is what you came for?
How's it start? Don't look at me.
Fuck you, Patrick.
That's when Patrick getting fucked.
I don't know.
Voiceover.
Ah.
You find out that this takes place in the year 10,191.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I never thought years could go up that high. Well, it only makes sense.
Well, I mean, because we're in 2000 or something. We're definitely not going to see 10,000.
Not going to see 3,000.
Oh, that's true. Well, we can put it that way.
Yeah, right.
Life is short. Will you spend it watching Dune? PJ.
Yes.
You also find out that the spice is life. Yeah. Spice up your life if you're having a good time, goddammit.
Yeah, for...
The spice is... I think during the movie you said, so this shit is like just THC, huh? It's the ganja.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They fighting over this weed.
Okay.
Smoking that tweed again.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, the spice is being mined, and apparently later on, spice will give niggas superpowers, I guess. We'll talk about it.
I'm sorry.
Yes. She says a lot of shit, bro. Like,
this whole shit. What the fuck? Where do the... Never mind. We'll get there.
Don't ask me. What's up? Are you on what?
They haven't come into play yet.
Oh, okay, okay.
I got two things out of this movie.
Whoa, it's two more than I thought. All right, well, PJ. Mm-hmm. Oh, you get the title at this point. Dune.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Dune because of the planet Arrakis.
Oh.
Is a desert planet.
Okay.
There are four planets.
Oh.
Let's go. Arrakis.
Huh?
And I don't remember the rest.
Ah. Ah. See how that
oh,
works.
No, it's not a planet. That's the name of a person. No, no, that's a name. I got a couple.
M? One starts with the M or something? Maybe a F.
Give me the plot, please, Wiki. Thank you. Okay. Just give me the fucking planet names, you son of a bitch. Geti Prime is another one. Caladan.
Mm.
Where's the fourth one? Fuck it. All right, that's what it is.
We got three.
Fuck it.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a talking brain sperm looking thing. What is it talking about? Double crosses.
Ah.
There's a family called the Atreides family, and they're basically the good guys. And then there's the Harkonnen family, which are fucking disgusting assholes. The plots that the Emperor got. The Emperor's not good either. But that's who the brain guy, the brain sperm is talking to.
He's the Emperor.
Yes.
Okay.
Hey, just like Star Wars, there's an Emperor, PJ.
Yeah.
Well, the book did come before Star Wars. Yes, I fucking know, people.
Ah.
But we're a movie podcast.
Goddamn right.
But yeah, he says, we're going to sick basically the Harkonnen family on the Atreides family. And then when they take care of them, we're going to mark the Harkonnen family and just get rid of all these niggas, basically. And the Emperor's with that plan, so.
Yeah.
The planet Caladan, PJ. Paul Atreides, the main character, Agent Cooper from Twin Peaks,
mm-hmm.
is sitting there and talking. There's a lot of fucking monologue-y voiceovers. You hear people's thoughts a lot in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
And people can even, they can read thoughts. So there's a lot of just like talking with no lips moving.
Yes. Yes, voiceovers.
Yeah. Captain Picard
mm-hmm.
and a guy who I wrote in my notes is Lil Uzi Vert. Mm-hmm. Because he has a diamond on his forehead. And some fucking guy with fucked up eyebrows. Like he's in mid-werewolf transition.
Uh-huh.
They come into the room
uh-huh.
while he's chilling. He's like, hey, you need to practice your shit. He's like, yo, I practiced earlier. And Picard is like, nigga, what? We about to go to battle, son. You need to be on your shit.
Yes.
And so PJ,
uh-huh.
I'm going to let you talk about this. They put their shields on and they get into a squabble, PJ. Tell them about the cube squabbles.
Somehow the cube is the force field.
Yes.
That entraps all of their energy.
Yes.
So
describe how these cubes look in this movie, Pete.
They look like the 3D cubes. They look like if you could draw them, like you draw the square, then the other square in the current corner.
Some graphic designer probably did that. That's how they probably did the effect.
Fuck. Sorry, sir. That was great, you know.
If you guys
had.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry. No, that was good.
I was just gonna say. If you guys remember Mortal Kombat Annihilation,
mm-hmm.
we watched it, but it was too long. PJ probably don't know what I'm talking about right now. Because I was going to say, at the end, when Shinnok dies, or he gets taken away by the Elder Gods, they put him, basically, they cube him up. But in that movie, they fold him up into a small cube. But basically, that cube that forms around him, he does remember.
Yeah.
Thank you. See?
I'm there. Okay.
No episode numbers, but he remembered episodes hundreds of episodes ago. That's what's up.
I
still gave Mortal Kombat Annihilation an 8. Fuck y'all. I think we both. No, you got a 7. I think.
Yeah,
I think I'm not getting the books. I'm probably getting up.
Fuck it.
But yeah, they fighting cubes and it looks goofy as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
But your boy Agent Cooper. I'm sorry, I was just calling Paul. Paul. He got the dagger up to Picard's neck. He's like, "Hey, I got you." And your boy Picard's like, "Oh no, look down. Got a dagger at your nuts." He's like, "You to die with me, son. You fucking up. You need more practice."
Mm-hmm.
So they make him train with a little training by Deathbot because it's got spikes and. Syringes and all this shit, and he's got the little blaster and he's blasting that in. Your boy's like, such precision, his quickness, he's ready. It's no shit like that.
He is that nigga. Yes.
Basically.
Yes.
There's some fucking weird bald headed priestess type woman.
Mm-hmm.
She's talking to Paul Mama and she's scolding her for having Paul because she's like, you should have had a fucking daughter. Because if you had a daughter, we could just marry her off to the motherfucking Harkonnens and then we could just end this shit right now. But you had to have a little boy. You had to give him a son. So now you get sunned.
So unfortunate.
Yes.
To have a son. Nah.
And they're talking over Paul as he's sleeping, quote unquote, but he's not sleeping. He's looking at them. But since they can read thoughts, girl, he's like, hey, he's listening. And she's like, yo, good. You ain't shit, nigga.
Come on, get your shit. You got a meeting, right?
Nah, come with me.
Yeah, yeah.
And she makes him, she's there where they sit down and she's like, come here. And she's like, hey, you like this box? Not that box, this box. Put your hand in there.
Ah.
And he puts his hand in there. She's like, hey, look, you're going to feel pain. Mm-hmm. And if you pull out, I got this little needle by your neck. Mm-hmm. And if you pull out, you're going to die.
Yeah.
And it won't be a quick death. Mm. You're going to feel it. So keep your goddamn hand in there, little bitch. Mm-hmm. And then she, you know, it shows a shot of his hand melting and burning away, and he's fucking screaming and
internally.
Yeah. But he's saying he has to defeat this PJ because fear is the mind killer.
Yes.
One of the quotables people use from this movie, but not the quotable
that's
I
that's the one thing scene. I got.
That's one.
That was
fear
one.
Is the mind killer.
Yes.
I got from the scene because your boy, his acting kicks in. And he's like, the pain. There's just two lines from this movie that I use. That's one of them. The other one comes way later. But yeah, she tells him to pull his hand out. It was nothing. It was all in his mind because, again, fear is the mind killer. Mm-hmm. But he passes, so she lets him go about his shit. All right. PJ, you're introduced to the Harkonnens. Describe the main Harkonnen guy.
Which is?
The fat guy that be floating.
He's a fat guy that floats.
Well, I mean, give me a little bit more.
He got like a scuba
suit.
Yeah. And
his face is fucked up with like boils and shit. And there's a doctor that I think is draining them, I think.
Popping them. Making them bleed.
Yeah.
Bleed. You don't get hair bumps, do you?
Sometimes, like on my neck sometimes, but not very often.
But no, it's just.
Yeah.
Lucky motherfucker.
Got that straight hair.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, you're not even straight. Shit curly. I'm there like, oh, that's straight hair. Look at your shit curly as fuck. Yeah, it's right.
Yeah. Just
but it's good, though. Curly.
Yeah. He doesn't have the nigga shit.
Oh, I got the nigga shit. It just ain't that easy. Let me stop. you find out from the Harkonnen that he has a traitor actually on the inside of the Atreides crew that he doesn't say who it is, though. Because he's telling his boy, he's like, oh, I got somebody in the midst. Like, who is it? Like, nah, don't worry about all that. We need that for later in the movie. And my next note is blood rape. You don't remember that? I don't think it's ever overtly said in the movie, but I'm pretty sure they're trying to make it out that the Harkonnen guy is, like, gay. Because, like, there's this little, like, young-looking guy that comes in there, and he's, like, tending to some flowers or some shit. And the moment he walks in there, your boy Harkonnen is just, like, down there drooling and, like, bugging out and shit like that. And as the scene ends, he floats up into the sky and like oil or something starts pouring down on him. And then he floats over to the little young dude. And I guess on this planet, niggas have heart plugs. Yeah. Where if you pull them, blood just starts flying out. And I'm pretty sure they fucking die. And he goes over to the young dude. And I thought, like I said, the way he was looking, the way he floated over, I thought that he's really going to rape this dude in front of everybody. But he doesn't. He just pulls his... I mean... He assaults him. He didn't like penetrate, I guess. He didn't penetrate. He pulled it out. I guess. I don't fucking know. It was weird, man. He pulled the thing out in blood. He's like basically bathing in my guy's blood. He's like holding him close and blood is just flying all over him. And I remember I looked at Peach. I was like, what the fuck is happening?
I was up, huh?
You were up. You were actually up because it's still early in the movie.
Oh, boy.
Yes, because you actually, the next thing you explained to me, actually. Because the brain sperm is floating through time and space, apparently. Because you were like, oh, it's traveling through time or space. And I'm like, oh, is that what's happening? And you were like, yeah. I'm like, oh. And I wrote the note down. You don't even remember no more now, huh?
No.
I don't even know what the point of the brain sperm was. We're going to struggle to get through this. And then I'm going to just read the Wikipedia and see how much of this we have fucked up. That's going to be the fun of this.
We're going to struggle? Yes.
We're going to struggle?
What?
Struggle?
Yes.
S.
What?
T.
What?
R.
What?
U.
What?
G.
What?
G.
What?
L.
What?
E.
What?
And that's the bottom line, because I don't know what the fuck is going on.
Goddamn right.
PJ.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you know what? They got me. They fucking got me, because... They're on the, I think at this point, did they go to Arrakis? I think Paul and his fam, they go to Arrakis, the Doom planet. And Wolfman sees some sabotage devices on the planet in the little warehouse area. And he's like, oh, they're finding a lot of these sabotage devices. But the way he said it, I thought he was saying like, oh, damn, they keep finding my shit. Like, oh, is he the traitor? I thought he was the traitor. But I was wrong. We'll talk about it later. You're introduced now to the Fremen suits. The Fremen are basically like the rebels of Star Wars, if you want to use that example. It's a suit, basically. It's like, PJ, I think you called it a scuba suit just now, didn't you?
Oh.
Where it's like water travels in. They got like the septum nose breather things. And they got a piss and shit tube inside of there and all this good shit.
They got that along the way somewhere. How did they get those?
They got to the planet because the Max Van Cito puts them on him, I think. And he's showing him how to use it. Then he looks at Paul and is like, yo, your shit desert ready. Who taught you this? He's like, nobody. I thought it just looked right. And he's like, it is. You hear the inner monologue from Max Von Sydow, like, yo, could he be the one? Like on some Matrix type shit. They fly out together. It's the doctor, Paul, and the dad. And they actually end up saving David Lynch because he's in the movie for a second. David Lynch and a bunch of spice workers because they mine the spice on the planet Arrakis.
Mm-hmm.
But they have to save them because there's giant worms that are in the sand on some Tremors shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Tremors came out later. I know, shut up. But the worms are coming and they're about to fuck them up. So they hurry up and get them on their ship. They take them away and then you see the worm just engulf the fucking mining car. You remember nothing, huh?
I feel like I was asleep for the whole thing.
PJ, the sleeper has awakened.
Uh-huh.
That's a line from the movie. No, sorry. That's later. The sleeper must awaken. There you go. That's you now.
Yes.
The little Uzi Vert is back in the spot. He's scanning maids. And Paul's mom is like kind of reading his thoughts. Because she says, she's like, oh, you know, you must have something against these Harkonnens. He's like, yeah, they killed my wife. And she starts questioning about it. And he's like, yeah, I don't want to talk about this shit no more. But she's looking at his lips and his face and everything. She's like, yo, he's hiding something. I wonder what that could be.
What was he hiding?
That he's the traitor, PJ. But you find out later.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait, who?
Lil Uzi, my man with the diamond on his forehead.
He's the traitor?
Yeah, remember? Oh, man, here we go. PJ, my next note is the sleeper must awaken, as you should.
Uh-huh.
I thought that would have been known, but.
Oh.
Your boy Paul's in his room, though, homie. And there's a thing called a hunter seeker that comes out of the wall on some phantasm shit. Instead of a ball, now it's a fucking tube with a big syringe needle on the end. And it's like, I don't know how it doesn't see this motherfucker.
Uh-huh.
He's like, I guess maybe for the movie he's lit, but maybe the room is dark. I don't fucking know. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't see him, even though it gets right up to him. And it's looking at his fucking eye. I'm sorry, let me get close to my. It's looking at his eye. And it's about to go away.
He was still, though.
Yeah, so that's what he was saying. He's like, be still and it won't see me. But I'm like, yeah. It looks lit, though. But maybe it's motion. It might be motion tracker. I don't know.
Because as soon as Buddy came in,
it was the principal from Kindergarten Cop. She opens up the door and it's about to zoom over and kill her ass. But then he grabs it. He like catches it as it's speeding toward her and destroys that shit.
Yeah.
And she's like, yo, that shit would have killed me. And it's like, duh.
Yeah.
We know that. That's why I stopped it, man.
I am.
Huh. And because he saved her life, principal for Kindergarten Cop is giving him tips. She's like, yo, there's a traitor in the mist. You got to find out who that traitor is.
When was it revealed that the Diamond Head guy was the traitor?
Well, PJ, the Pops is just walking around this cave.
Uh-huh.
And he finds the principal lady on the ground twitching like Tommy Dreamer.
Uh-huh.
And when he rolls her over, I don't think she says anything. I think she just fucking dies. But then Pops gets shot. And who comes out of the shadows? Lil Uzi.
Oh.
He shot the dad in the chest. He doesn't kill him. He's like, hey, look, you're not going to die. But I'm going to give you a chance to save your wife and son.
Uh-huh.
There's this thing I'm going to jam in your fucking mouth. It's called I wrote it down. A poison gas tooth.
Mm-hmm.
When you see Harkonnen getting close to you, bite down on it, breathe in, and blow it in his fucking face.
Mm-hmm.
You'll both die.
Oh. But
I want him dead.
Fuck.
So you are the means to the end, Pops, even though you my boy. Because your man's like, how could you do this? And he's like, hey, look, I want that nigga dead. If I got to use you to do it, you just going to die. You die.
You're done now. Okay.
But plans are in motion. Traitorousness is happening. Guys are running around the base saying that the shields are down and they're getting blown the fuck up by Harkonnen people.
Harkonnens are the bad ones.
Yes.
The second thing I remember.
Yes.
There's worms.
Yes, we talked about them. So you remember Fear is the mind killer and worms. That sounds about right.
Worms
are very important to me, as we'll find out later. But apparently you didn't get the message about the worms.
They move with vibration.
We will talk about this. This is not Tremors. We'll talk about it, PJ.
Okay.
There's a huge shootout now because, like I said, niggas is getting invaded. Paul and the mom end up getting captured and taken to Harkonnen. And PJ, we've watched Cannibal Holocaust and just all kind of other crazy shit, and I'm just not affected by it.
Oh.
This movie has a scene that affected me deeply, and I almost uroed. Legitimately, I had to look away from the screen because I don't do this shit. Like, niggas will... I will stab motherfuckers. Like, that'll be the thing that sets Brent over the edge. Now, PJ always talks about, like, his things that he don't like people to do and shit. Now, here's Brent. Harkonnen is standing over Paul's mom, and it's like, you know, I just want to spit in your face a little bit. Just a little spittle. And he doesn't, like... He doesn't do that no way. He slowly lets it drip. Even thinking about his fucking meal. He slowly lets it dribble out of his fucking mouth, and it goes right above, like, the bridge of her nose and down the side.
Yes.
And it fucked me up. I can't.
Mm-hmm.
I know the girls are like in porn, but spit on me. And I said, no.
No.
Fuck that.
It's not what I said.
And like I said, if a motherfucker spit on me, you will die. I'm sorry. I don't do none of that spit shit.
I feel like that's the most ultimate disrespect.
It is.
You just gonna spit on me, huh?
And like I said, the girl is like, no, I'm not doing that. I'm not into that shit. That shit, I will throw up on your ass.
Yeah.
And you get lots of spit then.
This what you wanted?
Yeah.
Yeah. Spittle.
It made me laugh and almost Earl at the same time. He's like, just a little spittle. Ew. Man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fuck that. I can see everything else, but that's the thing that finally got me, PJ.
Spit.
Yes. I fucking hate that shit.
Do you hate when girls spit?
When they spit. The thing. That doesn't bother me. It's just like with spit like on other people or like dripping down the mouth type. There's a thing that girls do, and I don't know. I mean, I think it comes from anime or hentai or some shit. There's these things that girls will do. They're like kind of like not roll their eyes all the way back like Undertaker, but they'll have their eyes like looking like this, and they'll have their tongue out, and they'll have just like a thing of spit just kind of dripping down their mouth. And that is the most disgusting fucking shit in the world to me.
What?
Yeah, you
gonna make me. Did I miss the trend? Is that a... Oh, okay.
It's a... Like I said, it's like some...
This is newer? Older.
It's probably like a year or so ago. I think it's like... Oh. It's some anime shit because it's like Akihiko or some shit like that. Hold on.
Yeah, that's... I don't know. Well, I guess... Fuck you, Patrick.
Yeah, you got me looking up this shit. Akiyago, I think it's how you pronounce the shit. It's a term in Japanese pornography for an exaggerated facial expression of characters during sex, typically with rolling or crossed eyes, protruding tongue, and slightly reddened face to show enjoyment of ecstasy.
Oh.
Yeah. But there's girls that do that shit, and it's just like with this, like that. Yeah, hold on.
Oh.
But it's like not all of them do the spit trail thing, but some of them do, and it's disgusting as fuck. But that shit, I mean, that's a thing that I guess dudes like.
Oh,
it comes from like anime hentai shit. Fuck that, man.
Is that not weird?
It is to me. Like I said, I don't do that spit shit. Okay. Fuck that.
Yeah, fuck that.
Put that shit back in your mouth, girl.
I called it. So if they just spit, it doesn't matter.
Or like they had the videos like where they be like throat fucking the girls to the point where they be like almost early, and then that's when they pull the dick out. It's just like that big strand of like slime looking shit. No, fuck that. No.
So you like dry head.
It ain't got to be dry. It just ain't got to be that fucking like it really look like mucus and spit mixture type shit. You know what I'm saying?
I would imagine that.
I could do it like a little slurping, but if it's like the whole time, yes, like I said, but the whole, it does something to me in a bad way.
Okay.
Like I legit had a girl do it for, and I was like almost dry heaving. I was like, I had to like kind of play it off like, oh, let me pull out, I'm about to nut. Because you ain't want to put nothing in your mouth, right? Pull it out real quick.
Yeah.
I had to recompose. I was like, okay.
Okay.
Because that shit, I'm telling you, I would let dry heat. It's the quickest, like, tight move when I, that shit.
I would have commenced to fucking her.
I think I did, actually. But I was like, yeah, enough of that noise.
Yeah.
Like, I could start a macaroni and cheese. I like that sound.
Is it not the same?
No. No.
What?
That's not what I said.
They're similar.
That one doesn't bother me at all. I actually prefer, I love that sound because that lets me know that shit is wet and yes. She enjoying it and it's wet.
Yes.
Say it twice. But
yes.
Yeah, that one don't bother me. Fuck to hear that sound.
Ah, there you go.
Yes. Like I said, that is going down.
It's wet. She enjoys it and it's wet.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, but that extra, like, I don't know, man.
Well,
it just spit bothers me. And that's the one of the last times I got into a fight. It has been over a decade since I got into a fight. One of the last times I got into a fight is because a nigga spit at me.
Oh, just in your direction.
Yeah, now it didn't even hit me, but the fact that you attempted to hit me with that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to see these hands.
Yeah, he saw them.
Yeah.
And went through a table, so.
Yeah.
Niggas got scoop slammed on sight. Back in school. Fuck that, man. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So here, now you hear something from Brent. I don't usually tell you those type of things about me. Now you know, female listeners, that Brent don't like the spittle.
There you go.
We made content, PJ.
Look at that.
Yeah, so spit in the face. What's the next note?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's a guy named Duncan. And you kind of think, like, he gonna be that dude. Because he been out there putting in work. But he has the cube shield on. But there's something that they use only one time in the movie, I think. Somebody has a drill gun. And he shoots at Duncan's head with it. And it drills through the shield and it goes into his head.
Yes.
And it's like, oh.
And he dies. It splatters. There's blood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, I didn't expect drill guns, but they don't ever come back again.
So the force field, he was in the force field, right?
Yeah.
But it didn't.
It didn't help him because it just drilled right
through. Yeah, that special shit. I like that. Okay.
Lil Uzi gets stabbed in the back by Chucky because he's talking to Harkonnen about some of your boys. Chucky's like, jabs him hard as fuck in the back with the knife. But before he dies, he's like, it's all right, bruh. I got something for that ass, even in death. Referring to your boy with the gas tooth. Because he ain't used it yet.
Oh.
But Paul, back on the ship, I don't know where they're taking these motherfuckers, but Harkonnen had his people taking Mom and Paul somewhere. But they got mind control for these niggas, though. Because Paul, I guess his powers are awakening. He's getting the force because one of the guys is looking like he's about to rape his mom. He got his hands all on her thighs and shit. And then he thinks something. I don't remember what it was, but he basically makes him kill the pilot or I don't know what. He might have been co-pilot or something. I don't fucking know. Mm-hmm. But he makes him kill him. And then he makes him release him. He cut their, you know, restraints off. But then, like, I would have been like,
yeah,
now stick yourself, nigga. But he doesn't do that. He just punches him. I'm like, no, you have mind control.
Yes.
You had him stab the dude. Why the fuck are you fighting him? Stick yourself, Tony.
Yeah.
Watch the Mac, man. It's 10,191. They got the Mac DVD somewhere. Probably still not the Blu-ray. Because fuck you, Warner Brothers, apparently, because you won't put that on Blu-ray.
For why?
I don't know. Blaxploitation movies don't get a lot of DVD. I mean, they're starting to, finally. Like, we did watch MMA. Vinegar Syndrome was putting them out. There's, what's their name? Warner Brothers, they got the archive shit. They're slowly starting. Like I said, they got Superfly. They put out the Shaft collection.
Yeah.
But there's a couple of them. I was like, give me more. I got Cleopatra Jones on Blu-ray now. So they're starting to.
That's butter how I flow, man. Cleopatra Jones.
Man, Cleopatra Jones. And I'm chill like that. I got that movie. We can watch that one day.
Ah. Cleopatra Jones.
I watched it for the first time this year, I think. So I ain't never seen it. There's a sequel too. I got another one. It's like Cleopatra Jones in the City of Gold, maybe? Some shit like that.
You ever
Casino
seen
that? Of Gold, I think it was called.
Ah.
Never seen
okay.
it. Yeah, I just seen the first one.
So is that a never seen?
No, it's not. I actually dabbled with this movie. Like, is this a never seen?
No. Who's seen this?
That's the thing.
Raise your hand if you have seen this right now. Exactly. Make some noise if you have seen this right now. I heard crickets besides Patrick. Fuck you, Patrick.
There you
God
go.
God damn it.
Joey, you off the hook, man.
I know it feels good.
Off the hook and it feels so good. Oh, Pops fucks up. Mm-hmm. He goes to bite down on the poison gas cap tooth thing, but because he's half dead and woozy, he sees Chucky as the Harkonnen guy and accidentally uses the death breath on him and kills him. So Harkonnen's still alive. And I don't remember what the fuck this was a reference to no more, but I wrote a note where PJ said, "They will call me Mobb Deep."
Don't know.
Somebody got a name change. And it's not the one you're thinking of probably, because that's later. That was Usul and all that shit.
But yeah.
It's before Usul. So somebody said they will call me Mobb, something that sounded like Mobb Deep. People that know the movie and the book are probably like, motherfucker, it was this. Like, hey, I don't know, man. I don't fucking know.
No.
So moving on.
Okay.
The doctor, Max von Sydow, mm-hmm. gave him the suits and all that shit. They take him out to the desert to die, and I don't think you see him again, so I'm sure he died. I wrote that down thinking he's gonna come back, and I don't ever see him again, so fuck him.
Oh.
Paul and his mama get chased by a big ass worm, PJ.
There
this
we go.
This is where
go.
Your boy Bumblefucks down a hill after our cliff or some shit, I think. Because he keeps rolling down, he's getting fucked up.
The purpose of the worms are.
The purpose of this worm. You'll find out.
Okay.
Oh, they run into the Big Ed and his crew in the caves. That's right. Because you do fucking. I think Paul runs off and the mom ends up choking out Big Ed and he's like, "Your technique is incredible. You must teach us this." I'm like, bro, she just grabbed you by your fucking neck.
That's it.
The fuck are you talking about?
Yeah.
At least that's all I saw. Like, I don't know if there was some extra bullshit to it.
Yeah.
Like, I grabbed your neck and I pinched the certain nerve in your neck that made you incapacitated.
Mm-hmm.
I have prohibited you.
Yeah.
I don't know. She's putting him in a fucking death grip, but he's like, she's like, "I will teach you the weirding way."
Mm-hmm.
And the weirding way is basically to scream like an asshole as you thrust your gun forward.
Oh.
We'll talk about it.
Yeah.
And Sean Young is here. I don't remember what the fuck her name was in the movie, but I know it's Sean Young. Her and Paul immediately fall in love because we have no time to establish this shit because we only have 2 hours and 17 minutes. But Paul was dreaming about her earlier, so that's how they fall in love. PJ.
You're the girl I saw in my dreams.
Yes.
Ah.
There you go. This is where he changes his name to Usul.
And
I guess Big Ed was like, "Yo, look. You part of the crew now, so we got to get your name or something." And he's like, "It'll be Usul."
Oh.
And he's like, "Well, I want another name too. Can I be Mualbib?" She's like, "All right, from this point on, you will be Paul Mualbib, motherfucker. Fuck it. Fuck it. Why not?"
Okay.
And he get a shot of Sting. I didn't know what the fuck was going on at first. Because Harkonnen is hovering around a tube that is just shooting fucking steam out. And Eraserhead is there playing like some kind of future accordion or some shit. And I don't know what the fuck is happening. And then at the end of the scene, Sting comes out wearing nothing but a fucking Tetsuo the Iron Man Speedo. And your boy Harkonnen look like he's about to start jerking the fuck off.
Mm-hmm.
And that scene ends.
Scene, okay.
My next note is that the bald head chick dies for mama. She lets herself die. Paul's mom drinks some blue shit, some blue curacao, hanging out with Stork. And then it makes her, she's pregnant, we find out, with a daughter. And it makes her have a premature birth. And then she gives birth to the daughter and she starts growing expeditiously.
Was there a voiceover somewhere?
Yes, there were lots of voiceovers.
About this happening?
Yeah, I think so.
Like this.
Yes, there was that voiceover. You're right. Yep.
Yeah. That's all I remember. Okay.
Yeah.
I remember them saying that. Yeah. She grew very, very rapid.
Well, PJ.
Yes.
Cats got to get milked, son.
Cats got to get milked. Is this literal or?
Yes, I'm dead. I am dead ass. That's what happens, P.
Cats get milked.
Cats got to get milked.
Yeah.
Eyebrow guy, Wolfman. He got captured by Harkonnen. They gave him the little heart plug. And he's like, "Hey, see this cat in this box? You got to milk it every day or you going to die." And then they never go back to it.
What?
I'm dead ass serious. There's a cat in a box with a bunch of wires and shit attached to it. And it looks like there's a fucking rat attached to it even. And he tells him, I think he says, the antidote is in the cat, you must milk it every day. And then it never comes back.
So that had no purpose.
Pretty much. And as far as I'm concerned, it didn't. Like a David Lynch movie, PJ.
Okay. Okay.
Paul and Sean Young get they fuck on. Like I said, we have no time for this romance shit. They in love. He dreamed about her. Now he fucking her.
Yeah. And funny now, how that works.
And PJ, the dick was good. She's in love. I am yours now.
Mm-hmm.
And Paul, since he that guy now, he gives a speech to the crew. Hype him the fuck up. Tell, I'm going to teach y'all the weirding way. And so they start training. There's like a big fucking pyramid looking thing. I don't fucking know. Obelisk. Uh-huh. And he tells the dude, he's like, yo, you see that? Yeah, kick that shit. And he kicks it. Don't do nothing. He's like, all right. Punch it. Bop it. Pull it.
Yeah.
Skip it. None of that shit works.
Oh, man. 39, high score.
Oh.
Yes.
And then he tells the other guy, he's like, yo, cut it. Price is way too high.
Yes.
You need to cut it. And it don't work. So he's like, all right, let a real nigga handle this. Step the fuck back.
Mm-hmm.
Pulls out the chopper. He screams, licks a shot, and fucking explodes it. He's like, this is the weirding way. And as I said before, the weirding way is basically aiming a gun, screaming like an asshole, and shooting fire beams or like laser beams.
In your mind, though. You scream through your mind.
No, they're going like, ah! He yells out in real
time. So at the end, when they were shooting the laser beams, how come they weren't yelling? They just...
Because, PJ, we no time. The extras didn't remember. They were. The thing is, they didn't edit and I guess, screams for everybody because that would have been very annoying. So all the actors are just going like, they're just opening their mouth. Doing that. They're just opening their mouth wide like they're yelling, but they're not actually yelling. Nigga, just imagine that whole end shootout. All them bullets flying. If you just heard... it would have been annoying as fuck. Yeah. Man, they even got the dick thrusters in that scene. They got dudes that got shit wrapped around their waist and they're just pumping forward and shit. Dumb as fuck.
Yes.
Cat must be milked. That shit still makes me laugh. Paul has to finally fuck with these worms, PJ. Big Ed tells him, you got to go ride the worm.
Yeah.
And he fucking hooks the worm, climbs up it, and he starts riding it. And I told PJ, I wonder if the niggas that wrote SpongeBob were fans of this movie, because I swear there's an episode where Sandy or somebody is riding a fucking worm.
And the worm looks just like that with their teeth and all
somebody
that.
On that crew like Doom, PJ, or at least know about it.
But isn't that how a worm's mouth actually looks?
I don't know. I've never really looked a worm in the mouth.
Like, you know how they have the microscopes where they're like,
yeah,
this is what a worm.
I'll let you, I honestly say I do not know.
I'm pretty sure it is.
You are the science guy.
You are
the Bill Nye.
Yeah.
I'm the movie guy. I'm Ebert, nigga.
I'm Bill.
You're Bill Nye.
I
said that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. What am I saying? He rides the worm, and since he does that, your boy Big Ed too also don't let him get his shine. He comes up there with him and is like, "No, we brighten this together. Fuck you. This was my crew. I'm up here with you."
Yeah.
And there's a voiceover saying that they assaulted the Harkonnens for 2 years straight. So I guess 2 years passed of them fucking up the Harkonnens.
The purpose of them riding the worms.
PJ. Say you had a bevy of fucking Mufasas.
Okay.
And they just attack everybody. But for some reason now you can get them on your side. Would you not use the Mufasas to defeat your enemies?
Yes.
That's why they fuck with the worms, because it gives them an advantage, PJ.
Wow. Yeah. That was real philosophical. I used a Disney reference.
Damn. For your ass.
I see.
And you look, it worked.
Yeah, I guess I would.
There you go. If I was fighting motherfuckers and I had access to giant goddamn worms, I would be on that worm too.
Let's go. Yeehaw, motherfucker.
Yeah, as you see from the ending, that shit works.
Okay.
PJ, the guild is upset. Who the fuck are the guild? Some assholes that speak into microphones that mumble real hard. They're mad. So the emperor is like, hey, look, We're going to send all the goddamn units, every platoon to Arrakis. It's going to be genocide because I want them dead. I want his family dead. Mm-hmm. I want their crib burnt to the ground, motherfucker. Mm-hmm. Everybody. I want that
pussy wet.
What?
Something. What'd you say? It's wet. Something, something.
Oh, I don't remember no more.
Wet.
I actually don't remember that. Fuck.
It's okay.
It's wet. I don't know. I don't know. It's there. People remember.
Yes. Yes.
Remember. I ain't even drink or smoke none either, so. I'm just high off vaccines. Paul is like, hey, look.
Yes.
I got to drink the water of life. Hand me the Aquafina.
Where did this come from?
They've been talking about it, PJ.
The water of life?
Yeah, because that's what the mom took that made her have the premature birth.
Oh.
Pretty sure that's what she drank. But the thing is, they say it multiple times in the movie, men can't fuck with it. Men die horribly if they drink this shit. But something is telling him, I must do it. I am the one. I am Neo.
Yes.
Not the singer. So he drinks the shit. And he starts bucking out, of course, because, you know, it hurt. The pain!
Yeah.
But
they did him like how they did, Black Panther. When they
You did say that during the movie, didn't you?
Yeah.
Okay. We know goddamn Disney references. Nah. But PJ, he says a line pretty much right here.
Uh-huh.
He's visioning the worms. He's like, that's it. The worms are the spice. The spice is the worm.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. But
there's your explanation for the worms, though. And now, PJ, all capital letters, the sleeper has awakened.
Okay.
Paul is that guy.
Uh-huh.
Fuck Paul and the rest of y'all.
Okay.
Emperor, we come for you.
Yes.
And they start... Oh, no, they're not yet. He's like, yeah, we coming for that ass, Emperor. And because Harkonnen's nephew has fucked up for 2 years straight, Harkonnen is called in for a meeting, and the first thing he sees is that his nephew's head... on a spike in front of the Emperor.
Yes.
But as they talk, PJ, your boy Paul's sister comes in there and she starts talking real spicy to the Emperor.
The little girl?
Yes.
Ah, yeah. Yeah.
What'd she do, PJ, you remember?
Yeah, he tells her, after she starts talking for a minute, she's basically like, he tells her, hey, get out. Hey, somebody remove this little. Oh,
we ain't got
not
that yet.
That's okay.
Not yet. Paul and his people storm the castle, PJ. They're fucking up the Emperor's people. They're fucking up Harkonnen's people. Mm-hmm. Using the worms. Big shootout. Now, PJ, what happens when that sister gets kicked out?
Oh, she says, hold on. My brother's coming. Now, just wait.
Who's your brother? She says the guy's name, but then she says Paul. He's like, Paul. He's like, Muhabib is Paul? And your boy Harkonnen gets pissed. But I think telepathically, though, Paul says, like, do it now.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she slits Harkonnen.
Yeah. She has one of those things, those fingers.
That's right. She got the finger, the finger poker from her. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Slitting with it. Pulls out his chest plugs.
Please, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
And then he just goes flying out the goddamn building right into the Sarlacc pit. Or the worm's mouth.
Ah.
Boba Fett's his ass.
Ah.
And not only... did she murk that nigga? The last shot you see of this scene is her posing on that ass. I did that.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Yeah. Say something. I want you to.
I want you to say.
Yeah.
Say it. Do it. Show it.
Yeah.
Prove it.
I hate the fact.
The sample?
Yes.
I knew that's what you about to say.
Tory Lanez, goddamn.
Oh, that's what it was too?
It was Tory.
It's kind of fucked, man. I thought after that Megan Thee Stallion shit, he was going to be like, bye-bye. But he ain't gone.
I thought. Bitches get hit every day.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. It was a joke. That was a joke.
Oh, my God.
I just think there's... Never mind.
PJ.
Yep.
Paul shutting that shit down.
Yes.
He goes in there and he's talking just mad shit to the Emperor. He's like, yo, I run this now. You all right? Oh, you just trying to remember.
Yeah.
Bro, this is like the last line, bro. Like, come on.
Oh.
This is it. We at the end of the movie.
Oh.
Look at the time.
Fuck.
Under an hour.
Wow.
I told you it's going to be a short episode, probably.
Oh.
He goes over there to the Emperor. Oh, no, we're going to read the Wikipedia. We're going to see what we fucked up with.
Okay.
But he's like, yo, there's a Harkonnen in your midst. Sting. bring that ass here, boy. I heard your name was Fade. So let's run that. And the Emperor's like, you know what? Yeah, use my blade to mark his ass. And they get into a mass squabbles, kid. And your boy Fade look like he about to win. And he even has a blade that kind of comes out his waist that really doesn't get much use here, but...
Yeah.
Your boy the whole time. I think he's saying that Fear is a Mind Killer shit again or something. I don't fucking know. But he ends up killing Fade by punishing his ass, actually. It fucked me up. Because, you know, I don't know if y'all guys know the Punisher movie. There's a scene where he, like, puts the honey knife through the dude's chin and he goes up his mouth to his brain. Basically what he does to Fade here.
That happened.
And they made sure he died with his mouth open and his eyes wide. Like, yes, you saw that coming. Yes. You died.
Ah, that's so unfortunate.
Yep. And... of course, with Doom being a desert planet. Oh! Once he kills Fade, he yells at him, and it actually cracks the ground. And this is big shit, because usually you need the little gun plus yelling to work.
Yeah. Yeah.
But now he don't even need the gun no more. He just that dude.
Yeah.
He is the Mob Deep now.
Yes.
Whatever the fuck it was called. And not only does he show you how big his nuts are, he slaps you with his dick next, because he also makes it rain in the desert.
Ha, I am that nigga. Yes. Brings
rain and water to the desert.
Who else but me? Who is your God?
That pretty.
That's
and guess what? That's where the movie ends. That was Doom. Yeah. So we're gonna
I guess.
Yeah. We're gonna play promo. We're gonna play ads. And then I'm gonna read Wikipedia and see everything that we didn't talk about.
Okay.
Because that's what we got out of the movie.
Got out of the movie.
PJ got two things he said, so.
Yes.
We're going to play promo, ads, and we'll be right back for that ass.
All right.
Hi, guys. We interrupt your favorite podcast to interrupt you with an ad for your new favorite podcast.
Wait, isn't this playing on somebody else's show?
Exactly.
So then how are we? I thought we were their new favorite podcast.
Well, we're going to become their new favorite podcast after they hear this advertisement for our show. What's our show called, Justine?
Superiority Complex.
Yeah. Where can they find us, Patrick?
Twitter and Facebook.
Yeah, exactly. You can go to @SoupComplex on Twitter, S-O-U-P Complex. And you can go to Facebook.com/SoupComplex. But our main page is on Podbean. And you can find us there at www.SuperiorityComplex.podbean.com. New episodes are out every Thursday. Justine,
yes.
What do we talk about on the Superiority Complex?
Nerdy stuff.
Perfect.
Don't get all sensual with your voice.
Yeah, did you hear that?
I heard it. It's a little inappropriate.
If you want to hear a little more of that, tune in to the Superiority Complex. One more time, Justine, what do we talk about?
Nerdy stuff.
Nah, wasn't the same. You tried.
Fuck you, Patrick.
The moment he's like, when Mario said Patrick's name, he just looked at me. He's like, now I see why you played that promo. Yep. So, PJ.
Yes.
Do you want to...
Before the Wikipedia.
Okay, I was about to ask you. Did you want to do anything before that? What's up?
The plot of this movie.
Yes.
Treachery happens.
Yes. It does.
Worms are used.
Yes, they are.
And a planet is saved. Like, is...
Yes. Putting it extremely simply, but yes, all those things do happen.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
So you want to get a score first, or you want to go Wikipedia?
Let's go.
First?
Let's go. Maybe Wikipedia may enlighten me on some things.
Okay. Whoa.
Okay.
It's a lot. They went in depth, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, paragraphs. So here we go, PJ. Plot. Let's
yes.
In the far future, the known universe is ruled by Padishah Emperor Shaddam the Fourth.
Mm-hmm.
The most valuable substance in the empire is the drug melange or spice.
So it's a drug.
You were right.
Goddamn right.
Oh, which extends life and expands consciousness. That's what it does. I didn't get that from
the fuck do the worms.
The spice also allows the spacing guild to fold space, permitting safe, instantaneous interstellar travel. Remember, that's what the little brain sperm was doing. And the guild is the dudes that had the microphones that was like talking and shit.
Oh, okay.
The guild fears a conspiracy that could jeopardize spice production and sends an emissary to demand an explanation from the emperor, who reveals his scheme to destroy House Atreides, the emperor fears Duke Leto Atreides' growing popularity, and a secret army he is reportedly amassing threaten his rule. He plans to seize control of planet Arrakis, also known as Dune, the universe's only source of spice, to House Atreides. Once they are installed there, the Atreides will be ambushed by their longtime arch nemesis, the Harkonnens, with help from the Emperor's elite Sardaukar troops. Are you following me?
No.
All right. Basically, the treachery.
Ah, okay.
The guild is thinking like, yo, it feels like something about to pop off that's going to jeopardize our spice production.
Ah.
So the Emperor's like, I got a plan. You know them Atreides niggas?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to kill their ass. Because they got a secret army that might try, you know, coup d'etat my ass.
Okay.
So we use their enemy to kill them.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get rid of the enemy too. Nothing to worry about.
Then we kill the enemy.
Exactly. The spice is ours.
Hey, this is really on some drug shit. Okay.
Yeah. State Property 3, Dune.
Ah.
The guild navigator commands the emperor to kill Duke Leto's son, Paul, because the guild fears he may somehow threaten spice production as well. The execution order draws the attention of the Bene Gesserit sisterhood, since Paul is tied to the centuries-long breeding program to produce the Kwisatz Haderach. Oh, that's what he was called at the end when he made it rain. It was like, he is the Kwisatz Haderach or whatever. The universe's super being. He basically Superman.
Oh.
Before Paul leaves for Arrakis, he is tested by the Bene Gesserit Reverend Mother Mohaim by being forced to place his hand in a box, which induces excruciating pain. To her surprise and eventual satisfaction, he passed the test.
Uh-huh.
Follow me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
On the industrial world of Geddy Prime, the sadistic Baron Vladimir Harkonnen tells his nephews, Glasu the Beast Raban and Fade Rautha. That was his nephew? He was... Ugh. But whatever. About his plan to eliminate House Atreides by manipulating someone in the Duke's orbit to betray him. The Atreides leave their homeworld Caladan for Arrakis, a barren desert planet populated by gigantic sandworms. The native people of Arrakis, the Fremen, prophesy that a messiah will lead them to freedom. Duncan Idaho, one of Leto's loyalists, tells him that he suspects Dune holds vast numbers of Fremen who could prove to be powerful allies. The Fremen are the dudes that he was teaching how to use the gun and shit with. That takes you not following me. Where you get lost at?
What were they needed for? Like, well, what was the Fremen?
Like, that was the army he had at the end that was doing all the shooting with him. That he remember he taught him how to use the guns. That was the dudes that was helping him.
Ah.
So, yeah.
These are Paul's niggas.
Yeah, well, not yet, but yeah, that's what they...
Okay.
That's what they eventually will become.
Okay.
Excuse me. Before Leto, Paul's dad, can form an alliance with the Fremen, the Harkonnens launched their attack. The Harkonnens traitor within House Atreides is Dr. Wellington Yeo, Leto's personal physician. That was Lil Uzi. He disables critical shields and destroys sonic weapons, leaving the Atreides nearly defenseless. Idaho is killed with the drill head thing.
Uh-huh.
Leto is captured, the dad, and nearly all of House Atreides is wiped out by the Harkonnens. Baron Harkonnen has Mentat Peter de Varis, Chucky, killed Dr. Yu with a poison blade. Oh, when he stabbed him in the back, the blade was poisoned. I think you actually said that when we watched it. But the dad dies in a failed attempt to assassinate the Baron using a poison gas tooth. After being wounded by Yule, Leto let him install the tooth. Okay, we already know all that. Yeah, he put the tooth in his mouth.
Okay, yes.
And he killed the wrong person.
Yes.
Paul and Jessica's his mom, survive the attack and escape into the desert, where they are given sanctuary by Fremen. Paul assumes the Fremen name Muad'Dib and emerges as the leader for whom the Fremen have been waiting. He is their messiah, PJ, that they are waiting for. He teaches them to build and use weirding modules, the sonic guns that they use, that they be yelling with. They were developed by House Atreides and they target spice mining. As they started blowing up all the spice mines for 2 years. Yeah, over the next 2 years, spice production is nearly halted. The Spacing Guild informs the Emperor of the deteriorating situation in her own Arrakis and demands that he rectifies it expeditiously.
Uh-huh.
Paul falls in love with Chani, a young Fremen warrior. His mom becomes the Fremen's reverend mother by ingesting the water of life. Kiss of life. A deadly poison which she renders harmless by using her Bene Gesserit abilities. In a prophetic dream, Paul learns of the plot by the emperor and the guild to kill him. He also sees that they fear he will consume the water of life. When Paul's dreams suddenly stop, he drinks the water of life and has a profound psychedelic trip in the desert. He gains powerful psychic powers and the ability to control the sandworms, which he realizes are the spice's source. The spice comes from the worms.
The weed comes from the worms.
Yes.
Okay.
Last paragraph.
Uh-huh.
The emperor amasses a huge invasion fleet above Arrakis to wipe out the Fremen and regain control of the planet. He has the Beast beheaded and summons Baron Harkonnen to explain why spice mining has stopped. Paul launches a final attack against the Harkonnens and the Emperor's Sardaukar at Arrakeen, the capital city. Riding atop sandworms and brandishing sonic weapons, Paul's Fremen warriors easily defeat the Emperor's legions. Paul's sister Alia mortally wounds Baron Harkonnen, who was sucked through a breached palace wall and into the mouth of a sandworm. Mm-hmm. Paul confronts the defeated emperor and fights Fade in a duel to the death. And after killing Fade, Paul demonstrates his newfound powers and fulfills the Fremen prophecy by causing rain to fall on Arrakis. Alia then declares him to be the Kwisatz Haderach. And that's the end of the movie. We pretty much said all that just in a different type of way.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was a plot, PJ.
Ooh. Oh my gosh. I just feel like it's too much.
Well, like I said, like, that book is like this fucking thick, and they had to condense it to 2 hours. Let me find a picture of the book if I can.
You should have done some like Twilight type shit. Like just drop one, then you drop another one, then you drop another
one. Yeah, I don't know if that's. It could have. I guess I don't know.
Yeah, fuck you, Patrick.
Yeah, while I look up the book to see how thick it is for you. What did you think about doing, PJ?
I just feel like that was so much. That was a lot.
That's how many Dune books there are. Look at that's the first one right there. That one on the left. That's how thick it is. So there's Dune.
What?
Dune Messiah, Children of Dune, God Emperor of Dune, Heretics of Dune, and then Chapter House Dune. So there's a bunch of them.
And he got. Is this like a screenplay from the books?
There's.
Like, more or less,
that's kind of. Shows how thick it is right there. If you can.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's a big book.
Big book.
Big book.
Big book. Is it like Harry Potter? Like, it's like, based off the books, this is...
Yeah, the screenplay is based off the book, yeah. They just tried to, like I said, condense the book to 2 hours. That's why when Sci-Fi Channel did it, it was a miniseries that was a place over multiple days. Like you said, they did what you said, basically.
It's smart.
And I think people actually like that version more. So it's better, but still
they smart. Yes.
Yeah.
God damn.
Let me look up how long the Sci-Fi Channel.
I just think it was too much for me. Like Star Wars was something, it was too dense. This is something. Yeah. Like it's. I don't like watching movies trying to have to keep up with what the fuck is going on. I like to be able to watch and enjoy the movie. That's probably why I didn't like Star Wars at first. But eventually, after you start learning, you know, it's okay. Maybe it was, come on, Patrick, fuck.
Oh, it was a 3-part miniseries. The Sci-Fi Channel Dune came out in 2000. Mm. It was basically 4.5 hours over 3 nights. So there you go.
I would want to try to watch 2000.
I'm kind of curious to see that. Yeah. One. I mean, we could break it up like Dune Part 1, Dune Part 2, Dune Part 3, something like that. We could do that.
Okay. Okay.
That we might could be watch redemption. We can do it. Because there was 2 sci-fi joints. There was that, and then they made a TV miniseries of Children of Dune, which I think is the 3rd book I just read.
Ah.
And then, like I said, then there's a Dune movie that's coming out this year in theaters, so. How long is that going to be? Is there a time?
Yes. How long is that going to be? I might just watch it because I've seen what the fuck Dune is about. And it's worms.
That's a sad time, yeah.
Okay? Worms. The spice, the worms are the spice, and the spice is the worms.
Oh, Zendaya is playing the love interest in that movie.
I might see it.
Nah.
Who's the main guy?
Timothy Chalamet?
No idea who you are, sir.
This guy?
No idea who he is.
What movies has he been in? Nope, don't know that. He's in nothing that I've seen before, so.
Oh, right. That means it's nothing that I've seen.
Yep.
Score.
Yeah, what did you actually think about David Lynch's Dune, PJ?
2.
2 out of 10. I would ask why, but I'm pretty sure they know by now.
Come on.
You know what? It's going to be the opposite of yesterday. I also had the IMDb score for this on IMDb still, because I watched it not terribly long ago. Mm-hmm. The last movie, it had a 7 and it got bumped to an 8. This time it had a 5. I'm dumping it to a 3.
Ah.
I don't know if it was the motherfucking, you know, the effects of the shot that was killing me, but this shit was rough.
Yes.
Like, PJ fell asleep multiple times.
I'm sure you saw it.
Yeah.
On Wednesday. Oh, yeah, on camera. You saw
it. It was, like I said, it's like, PJ, it's too much. I swear I read that they had cheat. I mean, look at the IMDb trivia.
Okay.
Let's find out.
Something ain't right. Like, this is just, it's too much, David Lynch. This is all of your shit's too much, goddamn it.
I've seen movies that have dense plots and shit, but the thing that this one does is bore me. It's boring as fuck.
I think that's it.
It has a few moments that are like, yeah, okay. But for the most part, it's just boring as fuck.
Yeah. Yeah, it's too much of a... I guess that's the point of a movie, but it's too much of a story.
Because even the action scenes are not great.
Mm-hmm. Cube force fields. Okay. Do we need to say anything else?
Writer and director David Lynch has said he considers this movie to be the only real failure of his whole career.
Good.
To this day, he refuses to talk about the production in great detail and has refused numerous offers to work on a special edition DVD. Lynch claims that revisiting the movie would be too painful an experience to endure. He also turned down Star Wars Return of the Jedi to direct this movie, and he told George Lucas, quote, "It's your thing. It's not my thing."
Yeah, it's George Lucas's thing. You should have just kept your paws off this. Fuck were you thinking?
During the movie's original release, cheat sheets explaining much of the movie's setting and its more obscure vocabulary were handed out to moviegoers at the theater. I fucking thought so.
It's too much. If you need to do that for a movie, it's too much.
Oh, here goes an actual quote from David Lynch, January 13,
2006.
Okay. Quote, "Dune, I didn't have Final Cut on that. It's the only film I've made where I didn't have it. I didn't technically have Final Cut on Elephant Man, but Mel Brooks gave it to me anyway. And on Dune, the film, I started selling out, even in the script phase, knowing I didn't have Final Cut, and I sold out. So it was a slow dying to death and a terrible, terrible experience. I don't know how it happened. I trusted that it would work out, but I was very naive and the wrong move." I don't know if somebody mistyped this or he was just talking, whatever. "In those days, the maximum length they figured I could have is 2 hours and 17 minutes, and that's what the film is. So they wouldn't lose a screening a day. So once again, it's money talking and not for the film at all. And so it was like compacted and it hurt it. It hurt it. There is no other version. There's more stuff, but even that is putrefied."
I think he shouldn't have attempted this one. Like, this was just, why?
Like I said, after doing 2 lower budget movies, this is his first chance to break into the big, big movies and it didn't work.
Boo. Okay, huh. Is this better than Roller Gator?
Oh, yeah, PJ. Roller Gator, better than Doom.
Yes.
Damn, Roller Gator is better?
Yes.
Didn't you give Roller Gator a 0?
Did I?
Yes.
Well, that was until, I have to change it. Something got to, you know.
So even this though you gave Doom a 2,
mm-hmm.
You still like Roller Gator better?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, something got to get. It's just...
PJ.
I would never watch this again.
I won't say the newer ones because they weren't out yet, but at the time that this came out, Star Wars, better than Dune.
Yes.
Empire Strikes Back, better than Dune.
Yes.
Return of the Jedi,
yes.
Better than Dune. See?
All the way.
It can always get worse, PJ.
I see. Fuck.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Fuck you, Patrick.
Yep, Joey, you off the hook, man. Patrick has stepped up and taken the spot of making PJ pissed off.
Yes. What the fuck? I don't know. I'm really scared to see the video because I know.
Oh, yes.
I had to jump.
Yeah, PJ had to. At one point, me and PJ both stood up.
Yeah.
We were both falling asleep.
Yeah. It's just, what the fuck? What were you saying? I'm going to get blocked by you, David Lynch. You are worthy of me saying fuck you in every movie that I have seen so far. Although that might change with Elephant Man. I'm sure I'll be emotional.
Elephant Man, I think honestly you might like, for real. You might. I have it's a Criterion joint too. I got it upstairs.
Okay.
Spirit liked it. So, yeah.
Okay. We'll see.
Yeah, Criterion's put out a chunk of his movies actually.
before the meantime.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Patrick.
There you go. Patrick, you are a winner.
Yes.
TJ. Now that's out of the way.
Yes.
We got segments on this show.
Yes.
Got the Black History Flashcards from the Urban Intellectuals, Volume 3.
Mm-hmm.
Who we got today and what is his area of expertise?
George Crumb. July 15th, 1824 to July 22nd, 1914.
What's that area of expertise on there? On the front. What does it say under his name?
Oh, science.
There we go. Should be up your alley.
Inventor and chef.
Oh.
Wow.
Uh-oh. PJ done saw some.
Accidentally invented the potato chip in 1853 while he was working as a chef at the Carrie Moon's Lake House in Lake Saratoga, New York. The story says that a diner complained that the fries were too thick, so Crumb made thinner fries. The diner still complained. Crumb then sliced the potatoes so thin they could not be picked up with the fork to frustrate the diner. But he loved them, and the rest is history.
So he did.
That's some nigga chips, shit right there.
Potato chips were made out of pettiness.
That's it. There you go. You know, that's some shit you would do.
Yeah.
Oh, this is too thick? Huh? This is too.
Oh, no, it's too thick? Give me the razor blade.
Slit. Yeah. Crumb's invention started to become known as Crumb's Saratoga chips when other locals began to ask for them. After his invention, George opened his own restaurant called Crumb's House near Saratoga Lake, which would have a basket of potato chips on every table. Mm. Even though George never patented his invention or sold it outside of his restaurant, it created thousands of jobs once the potato chip was sold in bags.
Oh. Who was that?
George Crumb.
There you go. Inventor of the potato chip. So if you're eating chips right now, you thank that black man.
Maximum pettiness.
That's right.
Fuck you.
You never know where the pettiness will take you. PJ.
Yes.
Mixtape scenario. What we got this week? Uh-oh. I saw his face. He did a twitch.
Well.
Oh, fuck.
Walk Down the Aisle wedding song.
fuck.
Let's Get Married. It's too...
That's too
generic. That's... Okay. Ooh.
Sweet lady, would you be mine?
That's a good one.
Sweet love for a lifetime. I'll be there if you need me. So come and receive. Oh, so call and I said,
fuck that. Oh, my lady. For some reason, Lover's Rock just popped into my...
Sade?
Yeah, I don't know. I am in the wilderness. You are in the man's car next to me. Huh.
You give me a kiss of life.
Yeah, some Sade song.
Sade and Joe. Just fuck it. Any, just pick one.
Yeah, any of them, you know. Fuck. Yeah, any, literally.
So Lover's Rock is your one. That's the one you would go with?
That was, uh-huh. Let's go. That's
smooth operator.
De-ne-ne-ne-ne-ne.
That sweet
well, that's a
taboo.
Yeah. That shit, Smooth Operator, that's about a player. Like, he's a player.
I don't know the lyrics well enough to... let's look him up.
I'm pretty sure. It hit me with a brain blast.
Smooth Operator, you know, probably.
She says some shit. I was like, oh, this nigga. Took me this long in order to find out. But, of course, I didn't know Denzel was bad in Training Day, so... There,
somebody else didn't either. I'm gonna have to look that up.
Oh,
all right. Smooth Operator lyrics. He's laughing with another girl and playing with another heart, placing high stakes, making hearts ache. He's loved in seven languages, diamond nights and ruby lights high in the sky. Heaven help him when he falls. Diamond life, lover boy. We move in space with minimum waste and maximum joy. City lights and business nights, or city lights and business nights. When you require a streetcar, desire for higher heights.
No, nope. She did that. Ooh, that's a bar. Come on.
No place for beginners or sensitive hearts. When cinnamon is left to chance, no place to be ending, but somewhere to start. No need to ask. He's a smooth operator. Coast to coast, LA to Chicago, Western Mail, across the North and South to Key Largo, love for sale.
Yes.
Face to face, each classic case. We shadow box and double cross, yet need to chase. License to love, insurance to hold. Melts all your memories and changing the gold. His eyes are like angels, but his heart is cold. No need to ask. He's a smooth operator. Coast to coast, LA to Chicago, Western Mail, across the North and the South to Key Largo, love for sale. Smooth operator.
What's the streetcar named Desire? What'd she say? God damn, that's a bar.
Diamond life, lover boy. We move in space with minimum waste and maximum joy. City lights and business nights. When you require a streetcar desire for higher heights.
Ooh, come on. Damn it, Sade. Yeah. Any song but that song. Let me say that.
Okay.
That makes
sense. I'm trying to find the homie because somebody actually said the same thing. It's like, yo, at first I didn't get it.
You didn't know? Because it's Denzel. I mean, you want to be on this guy's side because he's Denzel. But ultimately, he is the bad guy.
Unfortunately. Mr. Positivity Wolfie T.
Okay.
At Positivity Wolf 1.
Okay.
We just covered this on WTM 2. Watch this movie podcast. Mm-hmm. I'm with PJ on not fully realizing that Alonzo was the bad guy. Laughing emoji.
Hey, you and me both, okay?
There you go.
Pound it, pound it, pound it.
Oh, and I forgot to mention, we checked the timer 3 times during this movie. First time was an hour and 16 minutes in. Mm-hmm. Second time was an hour and 45. Third time was an hour and 55. So 10 minutes after.
I felt, God.
Making noise on the microphone. He's not a smooth operator. No.
Coast to coast.
Bumble operator. Wait, you want me to read it again? You get it here. Hold on. Is it still up on my phone?
Come on.
Diamond life. Yes. Lovable. Okay. Where'd it go? It like loaded back up from the top again. Okay. Diamond life. Love a boy. We move in space with minimum waste and maximum joy. City lights and business nights. When you require streetcar desire for higher heights.
I gotta make a bar like that. Shit. Y'all get it, right? Streetcar named Desire. It's a play. But she's saying.
Let's look up the title. Let's look up Sweet Lady lyrics.
Sweet Lady.
Oh.
Oh.
Can you, babe, be my sweet lady? I want you to be my lady.
Oh.
Sweet lady, would you be my sweet love for a lifetime?
Mm-hmm.
I'll be there when you need me. Just call and receive me.
Da-da-da-da.
That's the hooks. I'm not reading that again.
Okay.
Now, any other day, I would play it cool, but I can't now because I want you. You see, I'm hooked on how you flex your style, and I want to talk for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
I've never really seen your type, but I must admit that I kind of like. So maybe if you had a time, we can talk about you being mine, baby.
Uh-huh.
Then there's the hook again.
Mm-hmm.
Now, on the way you look, I won't waste time, but I don't want to because you're so damn
so
fine.
So damn fine.
And I heard,
that you were taken by some other man that ain't got to stop us from making late night phones.
What are you talking?
On the
lyrics.
Telephone.
Oh, yeah,
and okay. I knew we could get it on. And yeah, what is this shit?
Now on the way you look, I won't waste time, but I don't want to because you're so damn fine. And I heard that you were taken. That don't have to stop you from making late night phone calls on the telephone about your fantasies, how to get it on.
Yes.
When you need me, I'll be there for you, my sweet lady. Hook. Say you'll be my baby. Say you'll be my lady. I've got to have all your love. I won't front. No. I don't know what that's supposed to be. Just say that you will give it to me. Don't want to hear the maybes. And I will give you all my love if you say you'll be mine today. Sweet lady, would you be my sweet love for a lifetime? I'll be there when you need me. Just call and receive me. Sweet lady, would you be my sweet love for a lifetime? I'll be there when you need me. Just call and receive me. Sweet lady, would you be my sweet love for a lifetime? I'll be there when you need me. Just call and receive me. Call me, babe. Receive me, babe. Would you be my sweet love, lover for a lifetime?
Yeah.
Sweet lady by Tyrese.
You do lovers rock.
Okay.
Sorry.
Fuck it. I like kind of like doing this.
I want to give you all my love. Come on, baby. This nigga Tyrese really thought he could sing. Do you think Tyrese can sing? Or do you think he can like
hold
the notes type?
I never thought he was bad. He's alright.
He's alright. Okay. He's alright.
Lovers Rock.
Yes.
By Sade.
Yes.
I am in the wilderness.
Yes.
You are in the music in the man's car next to me.
Yes.
Somewhere in my sadness, I know I won't fall apart completely.
Yeah.
When I need to be rescued, yes. I need a place to swim. I have a rock to cling to in the storm. When no one can hear me calling, I have you I can sing to.
Yes.
And in all of this, and in all of my life, you are the lover's rock, the rock that I cling to. You're the one I swim to in a storm, like a lover's rock.
Oh.
I am in the wilderness. You are in the music in the man's car next to me.
Yes.
Somewhere in my sadness, I know I won't fall apart completely.
No.
And in all this, and in all my life, you are the lover's rock, the rock that I cling to.
Yes.
You're the one I swim to in a storm like a lover's rock. You are the rock that I cling to.
Yes.
You're the one I swim to in a storm like a lover's rock. When I need to be rescued.
I think it's the way she says it. You know, it's just.
You got to hear the music.
You got to hear it.
Ah. When I need to be rescued, you're there. Uh-huh. I need a place to swim to in the storm. Mm-hmm. I think of you. And in all my life, you are the lover's rock, the rock that I cling to. You're the one I swim to in a storm, like a lover's rock.
Oh, so simple, yet so profound.
Yeah, it's the same shit over and over again.
It's the way she says it. It's her infliction.
You had to be there.
Yes.
Inflections.
And what did I say?
Inflictions.
It's the liquor.
Yeah. Make him talk a little quicker.
Liquor.
Oh, PJ.
Fuck you, Patrick.
There you go. We back on track. Well, on that note, I guess I just got to get niggas some info.
And what is that?
Well, we're on all the social media outlets. You can find us on Twitter at capital H, capital V, capital H, capital P, lowercase podcast, HVH podcast on Twitter. PJ's on there at Paulie PJ, but he really frequents Instagram more at what?
614P underscore music.
And on SoundCloud as well. You all right?
614P underscore music.
Yeah.
I think this.
Right.
And this.
Right.
I was just to pour this in there.
The whole thing?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's on you, brother.
I mean, I'm not going to drink it tonight.
Oh, okay. I thought you was jaw like, nigga.
No.
Okay, well. No. I mean, yeah, fuck it. I guess, it'd be, you know, condense it into one bottle.
Yeah.
If you want to.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a, fuck it. Okay. Bacardi Gold and Minute Maid Blue Raspberry.
Hey, I don't know what the concoction is. We just.
Let's see how that tastes.
Yeah.
Oh, we have a Patreon page. If you want to be like Patrick and make us watch something that we probably don't want to watch.
Fuck you, Patrick.
Hey, we got two tiers. $1 tier, $3 tier, or you can give us $7 if you want. PJ's mom said y'all should give us $7. So
she did say that.
I'm not fucking with y'all. But yeah, you can make us watch movies. You get bonus videos, bonus episodes when we can record them. And yeah, all kind of good fun shit on patreon.com/homevideohustle. And you support us. So hey, you know, if you care.
I am in the wilderness. You are in the music, in the man's car next to me.
Mm-hmm.
God damn it, Sade.
We got a YouTube page, too. You can find out what movie we're going to talk about on Friday if you watch the videos on Wednesday.
Yes.
And we got other videos sporadically. I need to fucking upload the rest of those goddamn Britain PJ Watch videos. Still ain't done that yet.
Yes.
So those will eventually be up there. There's like three or four more. Because them bitches was recorded around fucking Halloween.
Goddamn.
Right.
No, it'll be out by this Halloween.
I said goddamn.
Ain't done that much this episode. I wonder why. What else we got out there? We got merchandise on Redbubble and TeePublic, whichever you prefer. If you want my face on your body somewhere, PJ's face on your body somewhere, or both our fucking face on your body somewhere, if you like to get nasty.
You know you like it.
Yeah.
Just go ahead and do that right there.
Not so much saliva, please, thank you.
PSA.
Yeah, from the homie awesome.
If you're going to suck dick, please refrain from all the spit.
Oh, I don't know, man. Maybe I just ain't found the right spit tea to do it or some shit. I don't know. But every time it's happened, it's like,
it's a negative.
I don't know, man. It's just like, that's just my, like, PJ has his, that's my thing.
Yeah. You just.
What were you talking about yesterday? Or something you was talking about? What was it? You don't remember no more. Never mind.
No, I don't.
I was dying yesterday, so I don't remember either. I feel ibuprofen. I feel better now. Like I can it's move good. My head and it don't hurt no more. So yeah, I don't feel cold and shit.
Yeah, yeah. See, yeah.
Shade.
Yeah. That's how that works.
Yeah.
You're a brave man. Still.
Both shots.
Yeah. Fuck.
You will do your best. It is all that can be expected. I will pray for you all.
Uh-oh. That's what we were talking about. I remember that.
What were we talking about?
About me not getting a shot, but me saying I'm going to have the shot because I'm not wearing a mask anymore.
Oh. So. Well, PJ.
Yeah.
Hey, yo, hey, niggas get shot every day, dude. You be all right, nigga. You tough, right?
Yeah.
Basically me right now. I'll be all right, nigga.
No, yeah.
I'm tough. Right?
You didn't die?
No.
You still here?
I'm still here.
Yeah.
I got
are your ears red?
Guess what? Are they red?
Yes.
Well, that's because I'm with headphones probably, but I am. The ears are hot. Nothing else is hot.
Okay.
But yeah, I survived long enough to talk about Dune.
Fuck you, Patrick.
So, God, this is actually with this movie, mm-hmm. we only have one movie left from that last draw we did. So next time, either tonight or next time you come out, whenever you want to do it, we got to pick more movies out.
You know what's next?
It's
I know what's next.
Yeah, it's. I can't sell a microphone, but yeah, it's more in our wheelhouse. I will say that it's a guy who has been on our podcast many times, and we usually get excited when his movies come up, even though the last one was kind of great. But
okay,
I'm kind of excited to see this one. It comes from that illustrious buybacks trip where I spent $150 on movies. It's one of those.
Okay.
So yeah, and then yeah, so. Whenever you want to, we can pick more movies again. We can do it now. We can do it next week after we do that movie. Or we can just do it when we figure out that day when we're going to watch something.
We're in June right now, right? Or we're in July?
This would be...
Uh-oh.
This is June, yeah.
This is June.
Yeah.
One more, and then we're in July.
This... Because we... No, we didn't swap. I think. Where am I?
Yeah.
God damn it, where the calendar?
Don't get it. Fuck it.
Fuck it.
We're just going to say that's what it is, and that's what it is.
Right now, we're in fucking May, so...
Yes, we are.
It's May 16th right now, and it's 4 o'clock in the morning, so.
Goddamn. H-U-S-T-L-E, hustle.
Motherfucking hustle.
Goddamn
right. So, yeah, we got one more movie from that rack.
Okay.
And this is the one you was most afraid of, so we got it behind us now. And the one next week, like I said, I don't think, it's in our world. I'll just say it's hip-hop shit. Well, it's not a hip-hop movie, but it has hip-hop person in it. That if you listen to us for a long time, you know who I'm probably talking about. So there you go.
Ice-T.
You know what? He's done so many movies. Yeah, fuck it. It's an Ice-T movie. Y'all know which one, though. He's been in a bunch
of
them.
Right?
It could be Trespass. It could be Trespass. It could be... Oh, man. What other ones haven't we done yet? Because he does so many direct-to-video
ones. We did. Yeah, we did that. I was about to say New Jack City when he was...
We definitely did
New Jack. Yeah.
We haven't done Trespass. We haven't done Trespass. It's been in the bag, but you just never picked it.
Oh.
Maybe that's what you picked for next week? Because PJ don't even remember what the fuck we picked.
I don't. So. I don't know what the fuck.
It might be Trespass.
Is it Trespass?
It's not Trespass.
Ah, okay.
I will say that.
Okay.
I'm not telling you no more, but it's an Ice-T movie. I'll say that.
Okay.
It's a direct-to-video Ice-T movie. There you go.
Okay.
Oh, we did Corrupt. That's another one.
I like Corrupt.
That shit's hilarious. Watch it with the audio commentary. Okay. So Ice-T movie next week. Like I said, we're back in our wheelhouse next week.
Uh-huh.
Had to take a slight. We pretty much have been. Godzilla, we kind of both fucked with because, you know, monsters scrapping. Then we had MMA, Blaxploitation, you know, that's what we fuck with.
Mm-hmm.
This was kind of like a skirt, but then we get back on track with Ice-T.
Oh, I'm thinking of what we just put out.
As they're listening to, as we're recording this, Training Day just came out. That's how far ahead we are now.
Yeah.
That's like, as they're listening to this, that was 4 episodes ago.
We had the 2 spirit picks.
Yes.
So we swerved. Because we
after Training Day, we were supposed to do the spirit picks, but then that week she was tired, she couldn't record, so we swapped Godzilla in that place.
Yeah.
And then we did, Godzilla, and then it was One Night with the King, and Twilight, then MMA, and now Doom.
Oh.
But so we're technically before ahead now, because now we're, it's Sunday now, so that means now we're, as we're recording this,
it's already dropped.
Godzilla
is
the next one that's going to be coming out.
Okay.
So we're technically 4 heads still. And
okay.
We doing the damn thing.
Goddamn. I want to do the damn thing.
We'll do the damn thing.
I want to do the damn thing.
We'll do the damn thing. Too likely.
Just come on. You know this.
Yeah. But PJ.
Yes.
On that note, I think I got one thing left to tell.
Fuck you, Joey.
I thought it was Patrick.
Ah.
Yeah, see, look, Joey's still on the hook.
Freudian slips. Fuck you, Patrick.
There you go. And other than that, though, I will say that I am Brent.
And I am PJ.
Hey. Hey.
We're here all night, folks. DJ Skills Immaculate. DJs. Where'd you find him?
It's old school, baby. Who doesn't mix like this? Oh, Zaddy, it's old school.
What?
Yes.
Okay.
Happy rest of your Friday.
Yes.
Happy rest of whatever fun day you listen to this song. You can tell I got a little bit more hyper. That pill kicked in.
Yeah, boy.
Hey, have you seen Doom? Do you think me and PJ are full of shit? Are you surprised that we didn't like
it? Come on.
Maybe my people might be surprised. I didn't like a David Lynch movie, but like I said, there are a few that I don't like. This is one of them. This was actually the first of his movies I saw where I was like, oh, maybe they're not all good.
Ah, okay.
PJ and Spirit thought that a lot quicker than me.
Yes.
But like I told PJ when we watched this, I was like, I'm right there with you this time.
Yes.
So fuck Doom. I own it. It will go back on the shelf now. It served its purpose. Next week, Ice-T movie, back in the fucking wheelhouse, straight to video. Never seen it before.
Goddamn right.
But not a never seen, because everybody listen, I bet you ain't seen it before.
Ha. Ha ha.
Fuckers.
Yeah.
So come back. Well, actually find out what the movie is on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And then come back next Friday to hear us talk about that shit.
There you go.
And I hopefully by then, I'll be feeling a lot better than I have been these last 2 days. But a nigga ain't dead yet.
I can feel my arm.
I still. Actually, you know what? I actually really can't feel my arm anymore.
Ah, oh, we're
it's
back.
Not, it's not as bruising. Oh, your face. Oh, psych.
Yes.
The trick where he's at. Beats.
Ooh, boy.
Oh, shit. You know what? Peace.
Peace.